Hey everybody, it is Suzanne and I am back with another energy update. And if you haven't heard these before, what I basically do is tell a little bit of story on actual client sessions. And then I kind of give some feedback on the bigger picture of what we can all maybe take from that actual information and how we can maybe learn or change or glean off of or support or ignore, because basically I'm not here to be anybody's truth. It's just that I am made privy to a lot of really great stuff, and they, on an anonymous basis, have allowed their story to be shared. And hopefully this one is going to maybe resonate with some of you, because I think what is a fascinating phenomenon right now in how energy is changing so much and how we are moving into different frequencies with this ascension process, and it is affecting so much in the way of how humans relate to not only themselves but to each other. With this particular client, we are very good friends, and she's actually a practitioner, so we have pretty big extensive conversation around our client work that we offer each other. We were talking extensively about intimacy versus sex, and how much sex and relationships and intimacy and relationships is changing right now because of the fact that the energy is changing. So the way that I want to kind of explain this is we were really going through her particular individual way that she is approaching life has changed profoundly with the work that we've done over the last couple years. This particular person, when I met her, was very, very much into having to have a relationship, addicted, literally addicted, because she'll admit that, to not only the sex of a relationship, but the attention of a relationship, the concept of a relationship, etc. And I actually told her at one point, she reminded me the other day in one session years ago, I said to her, it's almost as if you as a person and as your whole individuality, when you meet someone, you dissolve. And I told her it was much like an Alka-Seltzer in a cup of water, the dissolvement that I saw of her, the truth that she was, the way that she actually believed in things and how I saw her show up in life dissolved whenever she got into a relationship. And then that relationship would end pretty disastrously, and then she would do it all over again. It was a repeat pattern. And I wasn't being mean to her. I was just saying, in terms of the actual ownership of who you are, oftentimes in addictive relationships will disappear, because we will chameleon ourselves into making us be what we want someone else to see us as. And we can do this not only with just relationships, we can do this with jobs, we can do this within our family structure, we can do it in a million different ways. And I think it's really an important, critical thing to look at. And this particular client and friend has done so much work over the last couple of years and has profoundly done the core value work to dissolve not the personality any longer, but more so the belief, to dissolve and release and let go of that need to have a relationship, and really understand that a true relationship that we all as a human body are searching for in the first place is connection to source. And this is something we're not even told or made aware of. We carry this in our DNA. It's a primal wound that we come in with. And if we are not doing the work to understand that concept, much less embrace that concept, much less work through that concept, of what I'm really looking for is a connection to source energy. And that source energy can come in a multitude of packages. God's source energy can come in a multitude of ways for me to have ongoing omnipresent oneness fuel. But until I do that work, I'm relying on that source energy to validate me by a relationship with someone else, or it could be a job, or it could be money, or it could be stuff, or it could be shoes. I'm telling you, it can be anything. But in this particular case, we were talking specifically about how that is changing in terms of relationship, intimacy, and sex. The reason why this particular category is changing so quickly is because the frequencies itself of how the male energies have been is changing. Male energy over the last ascension period was specifically created in full-blown programmed patriarchal male energy, meaning controller systems. And one of those controller systems is religion and or marriage and or also sexuality. And we have a lot of straight line boxes on what you do and don't do, how you're validated and not validated. And this goes into all kinds of things. It goes into religion. It goes into finances. It goes into medicine. It goes into education. I mean, these boxes are endless. And the breakdown of these boxes is happening now because the female quotient of the God energy, the frequency of that God energy that is female, has been activated over the last several years here, about year and a half to two. This female frequency of compassion, cooperation, offering us a different way to look at things, a different way to open our heart space, is profoundly changing the old patriarchal male energy to what we would now call divine masculine, so that we eventually will have hopefully a balance between divine masculine and divine feminine energies, not programmed male energies with zero female energies. So when this happens, this starts to change the programmed processes of how the female has been seen. The female, literal female energy, has been written out of history in many, many ways. And this is not a soapbox thing. It just is a reality. And then the female energy has been very colored and very purposefully been manipulated. And it's been very destructive to not only the female, but the males as well. And we have created a sexual culture that is very, very dangerous and really out of balance. And therefore, we as individuals carry that imbalance within us. Think about how when we grow up with such a messy, messy culture in terms of how we feel about our body, much less our sexuality, much less our sensuality and our connection to others. We are told that we are supposed to be in relationships to be complete. We are told that we are supposed to look a certain way because the media shows it that way, and on and on and on it goes. And then we get really messy because then we have core values and family belief structures that can either push that agenda even further or mix up that agenda or delete that agenda or hide that agenda. I mean, the stories go on and on because behind closed doors, we're told a million things from a million different places, usually even within the family, on what my sexuality means. And I will either react to that in alignment or I'm going to react against it and pendulum swing the other way. And we have been very confused about what sexuality is. And there is so much in our rape culture and in our abuse culture and in our overpowering culture for so many years that we don't even understand this concept. So it's really fascinating to me that it is starting to break down finally, and we are starting to allow ourselves to look at things differently. And I'm fascinated also by our young people that are coming in and having the courage to not even identify necessarily with any sexuality of any sort or open to everything, because they are just like done with this bullshit stuff of boxes. And that can also be fascinating and wonderful, and that can also be scary and out of control as well. So there's always the need to find a balance and a truth within. And I'm not here to be anybody's truth either, so listen to what resonates and toss anything else. But in terms of when this actual sexual culture is changing, the joy factor for me is that intimacy is what's becoming more important. Intimacy is very, very different from sex and sexuality. And even in our actual body, the actual sacral chakra is what has been so shut down and broken. Now remember, our root chakra carries our belief systems on fight or flight, sense of safe, sense of worth and self. That's our initial chakra. The next chakra, that's the physical one. The next chakra is our sacral chakra, which consists of our passions, desires, emotions, feel centers, and sexuality and sensuality and relationship. We don't understand that we have the need to be in relationship because that's part of our physiology. That's what we're here to have, relationship. But that isn't the same thing as having a relationship, being in one, a partnership. It means finding oneness. It means understanding that actual nurturing, that actual safe, that actual need to be a part of oneness. And we have lost all of that because we made it all about like a partnership. And I have to have one to be valued. I have to have one to get that, to make this statement, to prove to something. And then sex is even the next level within that. And oftentimes we have sex without the partnership, and that confuses the body even more sometimes, because we have lost the frequency of the actual Kundalini energy, meaning the coming together energy. So we're really, really messy as a human race when it comes to this. But I think what's so exciting right now is that the yearning for intimacy is coming back, meaning the yearning for the understanding of I need connection. And this is why so many people are finding a spiritual journey yearning or a quest to find connection to source energy, because that's really the connection we need to find first before we even move to stage 2 and 3 and 4 of anything else. That yearning to understand intimacy means understanding that my body is designed in all of my auric fields and chakra systems to be one with everything. This is when we find compassion. This is when we find cooperation and forgiveness and allowing oneness of love with no judgment attached. And this oneness can come from doing the work on those first two chakras to understand that primarily the intimacy comes within myself, for myself, of myself, with my God source. And again, God isn't a guy floating on a cloud. It's not a dude. It's about forces of nature. It's about the actual earth, wind, water, fire, ether connection. It's about the plant and animal connection, the planet itself. And then, only then do we move into the third dimension, which is humanity. Then we move into a human relationship. So think of it, if you want to, in the relationship of the planes of reality or the planes of dimensions or the actual consciousness levels. Level one is literal forces of nature, Gaia itself, earth, wind, water, fire, ether. Level two, plane of existence, dimensional frequencies, plants and animals. This is what the infrastructure is for oneness and understanding connection to God source. Then level three is humanity. Humanity, meaning partnerships in humanness. And yes, we need that because we came here for service to self and service to others. But those others goes well beyond just human bodies. So we are finding through spiritual journey ways to then go back and actually find connection with source energy. And these, and this isn't a pun, can be very orgasmic. These can be, it's not a sexual orgasm where I take. This is a union in terms of my heart space. Kundalini energy is when my body comes together, male and female, and I can expand that into the oneness of actual source energy. And the human body needs to remember how to have that sacred marriage or sacred union of self. And when we get to those spaces and places, it's interesting because you will have much deeper commitment to then physical relationships. Your paradigm shifts. The need to prove or be or dress it up or dress it down for human partnerships all changes. It is amazing how much we change when we start to remember the frequencies of the oneness. And so this is hard because we don't understand this concept. We are so completely over the top programmed for so long on sexuality and sensuality and control and abuse and rape culture and submission. And it is really going to be a hard climb for most all of us as not only an individual, but as a unified force to be able to change this and then lock it in to be able to have a different culture. But it is possible, and I do believe we are moving toward that. That's why this ascension process is so incredibly important. The massive move towards going back to shamanism, the massive movements into ritual, the connection through meditation and prayer to the actual meat body, all of these things are baby steps in terms of what we need from our higher knowing to use these things as tools to reignite our memories of what we know. When I was working with this particular gal herself, it was super funny because I kept getting these really strange inner earth creatures coming forward as helpers when I was doing this work. And you know, that's something that's scary for us too, because a lot of us don't necessarily even understand inner earth energy. Inner earth energy is very much about the fairy realm, the gnome realm, the goblin realm, It is the mythical, mystical realm that we only know of in Disney movies or game, you know, Lord of the Rings kind of fairy realm movies, all of those things that we ooh ah over when they're on the large screen, but we don't think are real. The reality is they are real. They're just not real in our frequency. They are real in vibrational frequency. And if you choose to believe that you can do the work in your psychic senses to be able to activate not only that cell memory, but that connection to that plane of existence, you can have all kinds of massive experiences. And in this particular person's case, she has been doing lots and lots of shaman medicine and opening up the memories, not only within her, but within Gaia herself, to find that oneness and find that relationship. And to me, it was fascinating to be able to see how much progress this person has done in terms of those totems, those animals, those guides, those inner earth beings, to be able to expand her knowingness and her comfort level of owning not only her body, but her intimate self, and opening up her heart space to understand that Gaia itself is a living, breathing entity of consciousness that is omnipresent and here for us and part of us and needs us to be able to survive. And it was fascinating to me to see how much this particular client has come forward. The hard part is if you don't tenaciously study and understand this, and you have an encounter with something like an inner earth being, and you have a level of ignorance attached, and yet kind of a curiosity, the very, I think, sad and kind of almost dangerous part about this is that you don't maybe necessarily have context to work from to understand what it is that you're dealing with. Many, many times when we get into these earth energies, especially inner earth energies, they oftentimes would look and be perceived as something possibly demonic, because our, you know, entertainment and media culture has done such a great job on scaring the bejeebies out of us with demons and all the bullshit we have right now, and all the ghost stories and all the crap that we have from entities on garbage TV right now. The reality is inner earth creatures are very so-called demon-looking, like, because they have talons, they have horns, they have tentacles, they have all kinds of crazy, you know, attributes to their physicality that without context and grounded ownership in your own being, that could scare the crap out of you. And if that happens, it will do one of two things. It will shut down, because of fear, your connection. You will not do that any longer. You won't play in that arena because it scares the shit out of you and you don't want to go there. And, oh my God, I've opened Pandora's box and now it's evil. Blah. And that's sad, because now you actually just found a new fuel source and oneness with even more Gaia. And because of ignorant or shut down belief systems, you don't know how to navigate it. Another thing that happens is actually even more dangerous in terms of your assumption, because of outside information or perception or other people's visions or perspectives, tells you that's a demon. And then you believe that's a demon, therefore it has the ability to become the demon, because your consciousness is that strong. Your ability to shapeshift that entity energy can now transform and shapeshift that actual frequency into something that can indeed become negative, because you are the one that actually created that negative vortex. And I've seen this happen a lot in the paranormal world in the last couple years, because everybody that's playing ignorantly in paranormal due to a lot of bullshit television crap that's going on is dabbling in things they don't understand, and therefore they are releasing inner earth energies and then transforming them into negative entity energies, because there's always going to be a collective pool of energy out there that holds good, bad, and ugly, every facet of everything. So the process is if I see this thing, I think it's demonic, the pool of energy that has holding actual demonic will jump in to help transform that. I hope you're following how that works. It is a consciousness creation. And so it's really important for me as a practitioner and a teacher and an instructor and a mentor to be able to say, this stuff is real, and it can be very real, and it can be very dangerous if you're ignorant. Now, that doesn't mean that Suzanne goes through life only thinking about rainbows and unicorns and playing ignorant to evil, because I'm not that closed-minded. I understand evil is obviously out there because it gets to be. That doesn't mean we have to play in that sandbox, however. But to be ignorant to evil is also part of this whole process. So I think what's so important and why I'm bringing this forward is intimacy itself is really expanding. The opportunity for intimacy with the actual creational forces is really being offered on a silver platter right now. It is what we came here to do and be. And I'm hoping that people move through this ridiculous programmed bullshit stuff that we've had for sexuality and the packaging of how detrimental that's been, and moves into what we would more so know as intimacy and really having a connection of oneness, because that is what creates a healthy sexual relationship or union. I'm not here to say don't have casual sex, because I don't really care what anybody does one way or the other. But the other part of that is with our culture of, you know, all of our online hookups and all of our online quickies and all of our everything, you know, we swipe right, we swipe left, we determine people in a blink of an eye, and we don't give any attention to the energy of relationship. And this has been extremely detrimental to this process of moving forward into full-blown oneness of intimacy with Gaia and elemental kingdoms of, you know, the second dimension. And this has been really putting us back 10, 12, 2 million paces again, because we don't understand. We want something quick. We want something fast. It's the new thing. I swipe, swipe. I get a hit. I meet up. We have sex. Now I don't like you. I mean, it's all fine and dandy if that's your thing, and I'm not here to judge that. All I'm saying is, energetically speaking, that does not allow any connection to the core value that you're running as programming. In fact, oftentimes what that does is it reaffirms and reboots the negative core value program that is already eroding your system. And if you know that and understand that, you can work the system differently. If you take the time to go into your core values, your actual sexuality, your sensuality, your perception of self and body, and understand that this physicality is about an embodiment of the God source, that's a whole different thing other than not knowing what you're dealing with programming wise. So this is such a huge subject. It is, you know, maybe we will go for an extensive podcast on this sometime and have Q&A, because this is a really, really, really important thing, because ultimately the reason why relationship is changing is because these God frequencies of Mother God are coming forward, and the whole outdated packaging and programming of the female is changing. It is becoming back to the divine feminine. And that doesn't mean just the female body. We all hold divine feminine and divine masculine, no matter how what sex we are. So even in men, the divine feminine is coming back, which again is compassion, cooperation, forgiveness, grace, ease. And these are important things, not only for the individual, but for us as a collective. So in the meantime, it's something to think about. It is something to work on if you choose to. Obviously, if this doesn't resonate for you, just let it go. But there are many, many, many packages of intimacy out there. And there are many, many, you know, packages of human relationships that we seem to get stuck in the same rut, and we do them over and over and over. I cannot tell you how many clients come in and say, all I have is the same relationships over and over. I make the same mistakes over and over. And I will simply say that is because you haven't done the work to change your frequency, your own vibration. Your consciousness container is at X level of frequency and vibration. That X level either has X amount of fear and X amount of love, or whatever that quotient is where you're at. Therefore, you will keep drawing that same thing in. So it is important for you to decide how to love oneself, how to have that relationship with self, how to increase that frequency to draw in somebody that comes and rises to that higher version of self, because he or she is also doing their work. And if we can't get it from that human, which sometimes that's difficult, work that nature element, because nature itself does her work. Nature itself does the work. I mean, I am never, never fearful of working with a tree, the water, the wind, because nature knows how to do this. It's us humans that are the ignorant ones. So consider, if you choose, more packages of relationship, more packages of intimacy, because the ultimate goal is to reignite the DNA memory and coding of oneness, because then we can become one, complete and whole, and then we can offer that to another, and then another, and then another, and then another. So hopefully this made sense on a big scale as well as a small scale. And until next, cosmic hugs.